Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Some highly equipped adults on the call who were tricked into thinking adulthood would be better than childhood. Yes. How many of you were tricked when you thought you was grown? It was going to be easy. No, just grace. Okay, that's all right. They tricked us. They tricked us. Yes, they did. Oh, Kim raised her hand. Good. Yes. They tricked us. You understand? We were bamboozled, hoodwinked, run them up. No sense. That's what happened. That's all right. Well, we're in. Well, Grace, what have I been talking about all week?
Movement is not progress.
All righty. And we even heard Adrian. Look at Frida. Frida is ready. Okay, then. All at this time. All right. Frida is ready. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to say, look, y'all not fit to be passing me up. It's not going to happen. Look at it. That's not going to happen. You're not passing me up. I refuse. If this ain't going to happen, and I ain't going to be called out for my camera not on or nothing. It's all right. I do understand. I understand. I would prefer to shut me up too if I was y'all. I promise you. I'd do things just to shut me up, just to do that. We are flowing as a company. And as a company, I'm attempting to grab your company by the long hairs. You can keep your short ones to yourself. And I want to have you ride our same currency. The first day and second day, I talked about something. It's irrelevant now. You can go back on YouTube and watch it. But today, I want to talk about it always gets better. And I want to be very practical. It's not that much esotericness going on. But I need all of you people, no matter what your position is, regardless of how you feel, it does always get better. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and in my doctor's appointment, I was obviously talking to my doctor. And talking to my doctor, was doing all sorts of stuff. And in doing those stuffs, I had to re-explain all the trauma, blah, 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 blah. And he was asking, you know, for 15 minutes, he was talking. Then he looked at me, Monica, and he said, well, his eyes were very soft because he, military is hard. And he says, wow, well, I want to tell you, while you have a long road ahead, it always gets better. Okay. So now that I'm talking to all y'all, allow me to help thee. It always gets better. I can assure you that your company is on the road to getting better. I can assure you your sales results are on the road to getting better. Can I push it further? Please. I can assure you your husband or wife is on the road to getting better. I can also assure you that the thing you're waiting on right now, getting on your nerves, Adrian's waiting on her book cover, it's in my hands, is getting better. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Regardless of whatever you got going on, it's just better. Now let's talk about how to get those things better in business. Let's qualify what better is. You have to decide what kind of company you are. Oh, this is where we get to business. You have to decide what kind of company you are. Are you a company of growth? Are you a company of stability? Or something in between? Are you a company that grows the same people? That's stability. That's what I meant by stability. Or are you a company that gets new people? You must decide. I can assure you, Bentley is a company that continues to grow the same people. So is Tesla. Mm. Not too many people trade in a Tesla. Tesla is a different kind of company. We're going to come back to them. Or are you a hybrid between both of these things? Is your company evangelical, going to get new people? Or is your company full of programs for discipleship? This is very important. You must decide, because you don't know what better is until you decide. A company like Bentley does not get better because it gets new people. There are segments in your company that don't get better because it grows. I give you an idea. Kim, you nice and chocolatey and old enough to have had a Bobo on your kneecap on your wrist. Or you got pregnant and you would try to get insurance, and since some man created the whole insurance game, they called your pregnancy a pre-existing condition. Who knows what I'm talking about? That happens.
Wow.
That happens. I wrote on my first child, I wrote Blue Cross Blue Shield a $300 check. They sent my check back. Never seen this before. Sent my check back and they checked. They, you know what I'm saying? Because they got accepted me at first and then called my wife's pregnancy a pre-existing condition and sent me back my money. Let me tell y'all something. That is not a pre-existing condition. That might be a Luther Vandross condition. You understand. You understand, you know. But that's not. a pre-existing condition, and it won't last that long. You understand? Not the condition. You got to raise this boy, you know, forever, but the condition won't last that long. Anyway, I digress. Oh, kid, go ahead, kid.
Yeah, I would have did a DNA. I wouldn't tell who did it.
Yeah, so right. It's pre-existing. What's going on? Yeah, I do understand. The insurance companies are saying, oh, no. Oh, no. We're not worried about new folk. I brought this story up for a reason. Have anybody ever called? You try to look for a PCP, primary care provider, mm-hmm. and you had to call 15 places because, oh, we're not accepting new. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we not. No new patients.
No, that's it.
Yes. This doctor's practice is saying we got what we need. We ain't trying to mess up what we got. And the few folk we got pay their bills. So y'all, we don't trust y'all. We don't know y'all. So better for us is maintaining relationships with what we got. Okay, now everything is piecing together for Grace. So let me rewind all of it, Stradivari, so everybody can get it now. I want everybody to get it. It always gets better. I told you my doctor's story and how he said it always gets better. He's talking about PTSD, blah, blah, blah. And the truth is your business always gets better. And how do we go from progress to getting better? Well, we need to define what better is for your business. I can assure you for Anthony Lucas's business, better is getting paid while sleeping. Yeah. And the more he can acquire the methods and the assets to pay him more while he's sleeping, the more he can have his time. Obviously, for a man as himself, his time is worth more than his money. He uses his money to secure and procure his time.
Yes.
There you go. Yes. Exactly. There you go. You understand? You heard it from the horse's mouth, the horse itself. It's about time he understands that. And he don't have no time to be in poverty. Amen. So better for his company is how many assets can I obtain and acquire that run me my money without me having to run myself? I'm trying to make this make sense. Okay, Grace.
And I don't have to chase nobody down again.
I got that. That's what I was telling you about the other day. And I ain't got to chase nobody down and hit it. Deanna had some money coming in. Tell him what I told you, Deanna. Tell him I say I only trust two people. Tell him what I said, Deanna.
Only trust you and Ken Johnson.
You call Ken right, got, well, don't worry about what I said. But I said, Jerome, because she want to pay bills. No. Listen to me. She want to pay bills. She want to knock my credit card down. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I need y'all to hear. I need you to hear me because I'm watching y'all reactions between Will and Jada. And I'm watching the comments. I ain't said a single word, not outside my core. I'm watching the comments and I'm watching a certain demographic, that's all I'm gonna say, defend certain things, that's all I'm gonna say. And it is a result of ignorance. And ignorance shows sound good when you make it clever. It's the truth. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. No matter. I'll let you guess. But Deanna spoke a lot of ignorance, Ken Johnson. And it was supportive wife ignorance. See, y'all don't want to hit me. See, this is where I get in trouble. This is where I get in trouble, Grace. This is where I get in trouble. This is where they can't stand me, Ken. Listen, what we need to do is we need to take care of you. No, that was me. She's telling me we need to take care of you. No, the fuck. I'm sorry. No, we do not need to take care of me. That's irrelevant. Okay. Well, let's take care of the credit. The credit card could be where it's at. She gave me this good soliloquy of how we should knock down bills. First off, those bills are our oppressors. Amen. See, amen. I bet Ken Johnson and Anthony hear me though. Amen. You understand? Yes, I can't tell whose side you on. You ain't gonna never know. I say, listen, and I told her, this is what I told her. I say, I know you try to do a good job. And you're doing a good job with your heart. But if you want to pay bills, you need to go get assets and have those assets pay those bills. Amen. And I told him, I only trust two people. I said, with $10,000, I only trust two people. If it was $150,000, I'd call Anthony Lucas or somebody. You know what I'm saying? You know, now I could call Ken with $150,000, but Ken knows what to do with $10,000 for sure. You know what I'm saying?
What to do with five.
He knows what to do with five. The kid has a cold vehicle that turned 10 into 150,000. You understand what I'm saying? So I say, well, if it ain't 150,000, and it, you know that money you accidentally get is unexpected. It's like, oh, oops. You know, oops. Like Jerome was like, oh, I did this 2 years ago and it came back. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those kind of things, Jerome. And I tell him, I say, well, go make it an asset. And then tell them folk with them bills, we'll pay them when we pay them. Y'all not listening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not listening. You do not benefit yourself paying off your bills early. It's the dumbest thing you could possibly do. See, I don't know who's right, Freedom. I don't know if Dave Ramsey and all his courses, because I know they disagree with what I just said, is right. All I can tell you, Kim, is your money is supposed to multiply itself, not die at the hands of your liabilities. Mm-hmm. And nobody has ever generated sleep money paying bills. Tell me I'm lying, Anthony.
No, that definitely doesn't work. That's called deficit spending.
Come on, man. That's deficit spending. And our government is very good for that. You hear me? Yeah. So what we want to do is we want to create an asset. I don't care if $10,000 brings back $200 a month. It's better. Mm-hmm. Than paying off your car note early. Mm-hmm. All you did was get the thing that everybody trying to get when you pay your car note, the title. That's what I'm trying to say. You ain't got the title till your car note paid off. I don't know if y'all know that.
Got a title on a depreciating object.
Exactly. You got a badge of honor on something declining every day. Made with decline in the parts. My point there is, Jerome, we have to define what better is. And you have to define, Frida, Grace must define what their role is. If you're operating a computer program or you're operating in sales, those are both two appreciating positions. Both of those are. Almost in any company, but especially in this company. And if you're in an appreciating position, that means to increase in value, then you can do depreciating things. I told you it wasn't going to be too extra time. It's going to be nice and practical for you. But let's break down what Betty is again for Arshia, because Arshia has a weird business. it's not weird, but it's entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. Arshia must decide if she is going to have evangelism, getting new people, or discipleship, training the people she got, or both. We haven't got to both yet, but I can assure you Tesla is both. So let's think about this. How do you decide what your business is? Well, that is just on the preference of the leader. And the leader is then going to determine the business model. And then there you're locked in to one, two, or three. Your business model is determining whether you are in business for discipleship. I can assure you, Ken Johnson is mostly in business for discipleship with a strong hybrid of give me some new people to disciple. Let me explain. If Ken Johnson has an average of 10,000 people paying him $350, Ken is saying, wait a minute, nah, all that damn growth, wait a minute. Grace, calculator, please. Ken had already calculated his money. Ken had already said, well, that's 10,000 people by $350. It cost me $150. Go ahead. I'm moving too fast for y'all. I'm moving too fast. Go ahead. Thank you, Grace. What number is that?
$3,500,000.
So every month, Ken Johnson's bringing in $3.5 million in revenue, but that's not profit yet. Ken then says, well, it cost me $150 to maintain each person. So Grace, we know that's just $1.5 million. We're taking off. We're going to take off $1.5 million, and everybody can see it's $2 million. Yes. Ken Johnson then says, now wait a minute now. I done got used to this $2 million a month lifestyle. Help me somebody. I'm speaking all this over him. Yes. And speak over. What y'all charismatic folk do, I plead the blood or whatever y'all did. I'm speaking all this over him. You understand? I'm speaking all of it.
$2 million. Trying to drive your free car. I know what
you're doing. That's it. $2 million a month. Now what model does kid have? When you got $2 million a month, we're not saying he not trying to make it for me. We just saying strongly Stradivari. Ken Johnson is going, hey, how's it going? It's okay over there? You need the oil change? You need to just bring it on. Look at it. Bring it on your hip. Bobby going to wash that thing for you. We're going to clean it out. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather pay $150 to give you a full detail so your $350 could come in that month. You hear me? That's it. So you have to decide. You understand? You have to decide what business model are you in. I'll give you Netflix. Netflix is truly in a warped business model. I'll tell you. This is why I don't like going public. Netflix business model should be discipleship. They have enough people. If they just take care of the people they have, they do a good job. Don't get it twisted. They're still number one for a reason. But they owe their shareholders a responsibility. My job is not to make the shareholders happy. My job is to make the shareholders money. You can keep the happiness. I make my own self happy with my money. You understand? So the decisions you make need to make me money. Therefore, Netflix must always be in evangelical mode. Because if they don't have a good quarterly growth, the shareholders lose money. That forces Netflix to do what Anthony called deficit spending, which forces them to have $1 billion a month in new films, Netflix originals. But then the laws that y'all know nothing about allow Netflix to take 1 month spent, 1 year spending, and allocate it, spread it out over 5 years almost evenly. So when they spend $10 billion on new debt, they can allocate that evenly over 5 years and keep their numbers profitable. That's just, you know, thank God for Republicans, basically, is what that is, because that's exactly what that is. That's just let me tell you something. Republicans know how to keep money. They know how to make money. You understand? Democrats know how to spend money.
Oh, okay.
It just is what it is. It just is what it is. That's why a lot of folks start off Democrat. They get some money and they go, well, you know what? You know, let me get this other side a chance. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you what it is. Has nothing to do with me. You ain't got to agree. I'm neither. I'm a politician. You can't tell what side I'm on. That's what Sister Booker said. You understand what I'm saying? But all of you right now, I need you to decide, where is your business? What is better? Is better maintaining the coaching clients you have or getting more coaching clients? And the reason I am stressing this for 24 minutes is because most of you are in the wrong business model, and that's why your business won't grow. You keep trying to get famous. You keep trying to get verified. And the two people you got trusting you, you ignore because you're trying to go get 20 more. I had to go ahead and tell somebody.
That was a lot of feet. I understand, but I'm just saying that was a lot of feet.
I stepped on everybody's feet. You hear me? It's the truth. If you got five, if Arshia got five people buying her album, and just five people, stop letting the industry tell you you need to go get 5 million. Them five people is all you got. Sound like you got a fan club, don't you? You understand? And then this is where you start doing the Phil Sorrentino. You start asking those five people for four people they know.
Okay.
Oh, she gave me people. All right. You understand? It always gets better, but I do need you to respect your business model. I also understand, you know, Kim got her own business, but then she does she make money for folk. She serve folks. As you'll see on this call, she'd be like, all right, look, I'm busy right now. You want some money? All right, I'm going to make this money real quick. And then she come back. You understand what I'm saying? That's what she did. Real quick. She did it real quick. That's what she make. And here's a good business model for what you, those, some people call that a parapreneur. That's someone that has a job plus is an entrepreneur. You take that job's money. And then that job is now a sponsor. So the next time you do a graphic, you just say sponsored by whoever the hell your job is. You hear me? That job is your sponsor. And you're going to take that job's money. You're not going to spend it on your company. See that? Threw y'all off. You're going to create assets with that money. And you're going to have the asset money spend it on your company. See what I did? You're not going to spend, excuse me, your job money on your company. Because remember, I got to show you again. If Kim has income, and then that income automatically goes to expenses, it doesn't matter if Kim is doing well in life. That's the poor spending model. So when her business is an expense, she gets her paycheck and she puts it over there and try to grow her business. That's why y'all stuff ain't working, because you keep using your same spending habits and expect your money to adopt different spending benefits.
She young. I want her to take that money and take it and get some mutual funds. I want her to. The dividends can come back and pay her expenses for her. She don't have to be worried about paying her expenses.
There you go. Take your paycheck money, live off 40%. See, I messed that up again. 60% of your money. She is still young, and she ain't got no husband. Let me say why I said that. She ain't got nobody talking about you should do this. Let me flip the income tax. They ain't got to worry about none of that stuff. You hear me? Ain't got to worry about none of that. You do, she do what she want. And ain't your son grown?
He grown, but he ain't grown. He ain't college.
Fair enough. He ain't college. I got you. So she can't go to China just yet when she feel like it. I understand. As soon as he graduate, though.
More of that money and develop her own company, Roth IRA, and put that in there, and then have it diversify and things like that, and then take some of that money and let that do on her expenses and let it grow, too. And also, she can develop, and she, if she wants to, she can develop for her business a 401k, and then she can take pre-tax dollars, make her money, her money that she got coming out even less, and let her money build up till she get 59 and a half and get all that goodness all at one time.
All of it. So let me explain what he said.
Yes.
Roth IRA is after tax dollars. The 401k is before tax dollars. And you can roll your business either way. Doesn't matter. You understand what I'm saying? Since he heard son college job, he brought up Roth IRA first, because you can actually put it in your business name and you can have one in your son name. It be plenty. And then you can just roll over money, pre-tax, after tax dollars. That's the lifestyle Antonio lives. You understand that? That Roth IRA lifestyle is what the lifestyle I live.
That's how you get your son through college. That's how you do it.
100%. That's the lifestyle I live. That's why my kids are they're glad I'm alive, but they're good if I'm dead. You understand what I'm saying? What? That's the truth. It's the truth. Pre-tax dollars. All right. And so you just automatically, without you touching it, your money gonna go from your job to your 401k. And you never had to worry about those taxes. You will one day, but you ain't gotta worry about them now. Because all you're going to do is just continue to roll everything over. And when you at the right age, the government says, ooh, okay, boom, 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 boom. And now when you retire at 59, you can actually, you know, you go find, Terry McMillan? What was this? Hostelli guy. But what was his name? Jimmy and something. I don't know what his name was. But you know what I'm saying? You could be 59 with a 29. Yes. 59 Winston. Yeah. You be 59, get you a Winston. You hear me? You understand. Anyway. I can't change being 20, Stella. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm just trying to tell you that we have to decide right now where your business is. Before taxes, after taxes, that's one. But without a doubt, you are in it for growth or you're in it for not. Or you're in it for growth right now to a certain point. I can guarantee you, King getting $2 million a month, he going to hire some young folks going out there. Uh-huh. You travel. Uh-huh. Me and the wife going to get some steak. You travel. You understand what I'm saying? When you get $2 million, when you hit your goal, that's when you start saying stuff like, well, you know what? I'm not going to do this young folks stuff no more. I'm young and say stuff like that. I ain't doing this young folks stuff no more. Y'all going out there and do that.
Don't have to and don't want to. That's what you go. First thing, I don't have to do that. I ain't got to do it.
You have an ATS membership and be like, Marcus, take class for me. Send me back the notes. Write down good notes and bring them back. Bring them back to me. I'll run it from the notes. That's true. That's nothing. There ain't no different than reading the summary of a chapter, getting the information. What's wrong? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with sending Grace in there, go take good notes, come on back and be like, yeah, all right then. I ain't had to sit down for 2 hours and watch the notes. So it always gets better. Hopefully in this little dialogue or monologue, you have been having the idea now of what your business is going to look like. You're in it for money, obviously. But now I want you to stop thinking about money because money doesn't really exist. Money, you exchange money for resources. So stop thinking about the money. Think about it this way. Do I need to go get new soldiers? Money. Or do I need to make the soldiers I have stronger? So if we ever get attacked, we good. Okay. I'm saying a lot here. That's loaded. Do I need to go get new soldiers? You know, that comes with spending money, that comes with recruiting, you know, that comes with growth, that comes with spending money in the train. Or do I need to make the soldiers I have now stronger? So if we get attacked, I'll explain both scenarios. This, what I just did was I'm trying to get you out of money thinking because money doesn't exist. What do you do? You don't bathe money. You don't take a bath with money. You don't marry money. You understand what I'm saying? You can't make love to money. You exchange the money for a man that is going to at least match your money.
I'm sorry. It is fun to make love on money, though.
You sound like you in the ATS community. Judges, yep, we accept that answer. That's good. The judges accept that answer. We like that. It's all right. That's all right, for sure. She's too funny. Without a doubt, I'm trying to tell you, money is going to be getting soldiers, and that comes with, you know, getting more comes with stuff. It comes with more debt. I mean, nothing wrong with this. I'm just telling you there's a model for it. Or strengthening what you have. But if you go get more soldiers, that's your growth. New customer. I want more people to buy my book is what Jerome said. That's him going to get more soldiers. You get it? If you strengthen the soldiers you got now, so when you get attacked, you can get defended. I'll give you an example of what I just said. It means, are we ready for the next pandemic? Not forget the country. Is the soldiers in my household strong enough? And I'm not talking about your kids. I'm talking about, do I have enough customers trained and blessed? Have I given them enough customer service for when they get pinched, they don't pinch my predictable revenue?
I have a question, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Can't you holler the 65-35 rule?
You sure can. And that would be quite wise.
Because I'm going to be both and. If I'm going to do something, I'm not.
Yeah, no, that's good. So let's get to the hybrid of these things. Amazon is obviously hybrid, right? Mm-hmm. Tesla, Pepsi, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola been having y'all as customers since she was five. Mm-hmm. And you just keep on staying customers. And then every day they're gonna get new 5-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna get new 5-year-olds every single day. They had a son at 3. They open up new fast food restaurants and get they're on every corner of every block. So it's good to be hybrid. The ATS model is hybrid for sure. But now that you notice your model is hybrid, that means that this is the hard part. I had to learn this, Stradivari. Can you do both? Not your company, as the leader. I had to sit with Grace Pastors, honestly got true, for 4 years or something. I don't know. It felt like four. Yeah, it's 4 years. Because I was really good, Kim, at getting new people. And it's not that I was rude and didn't care about the people that I was in. It's just I was just too distracted by my desire to go get some old people. You know, I was, you know, Jerome was like, Tony, I got a question. Yeah, go ahead, Jerome. And I see somebody walking by. Wait a minute, Jerome. Hey, you heard about us? You know what I'm saying? So I had to sit down for 4 years in order to create packages and programs, and even have the desire in myself to want to slow down and talk to people that was already here. That's not rude. We're born for certain things. Ken is a little bit over 30 and still out there hustling. He gonna hustle until the day he die. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. It's just in him. It's just in him. When he get to the amount of money he want, he gonna hire other people to do it, and then he gonna create a program where he get to follow them around. Like, hey, I just want to make sure this is it. He has to have a gazelle to slay. Mm-hmm. He's too alpha, too dominant, and got too much energy to just sit around and not do nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Not do nothing. Makes sense. I'm the same way. Makes total sense. But I had to sit myself down from 2012, 2016 just to learn how to create what y'all see today. I'm not telling you that it was likable. Nobody likes slowing down for 4 years. Now, ain't nobody young trying to slow down for 4 years. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the facts. Right. So if you're not willing to do that, then you probably need, you know, to partner with an Anthony Lucas or you know what I'm saying, or all of you CEOs, some of y'all in the wrong roles. Some of you number ones are in the way of your company. I'm sorry. It's okay. Some of you CEOs shouldn't be CEO. You should be CFO or something. You ain't got to demote yourself. I wouldn't demote myself either. I get it. No, you ain't got to demote yourself. You just need to hire somebody who can do what you're weak at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So let's bring up free.
We would like to thank our friends over at NordPass for supporting this episode of B2B from A to Z. See, being an entrepreneur, there are passwords everywhere. Bank accounts, CRMs, email accounts, and much more. And being a person with an everyday life adds even more passwords to track. It's easy to forget a password, have a weak password, or use the same password across multiple accounts because it's easier. Well, NordPass had all of this in mind. NordPass is more than a password manager. It's the essential cybersecurity tool that makes everyone's life easier and safer. I had bank account cards showing up to my home that I didn't apply for, and this bothered me a lot, like I mean majorly. I had to call the banks, report it to the credit bureaus, and I changed every password that I could remember. See, if I had NordPass at the time, I wouldn't have even had to worry about this. But now that I have NordPass, I don't even worry about it at all. See, NordPass is a simple, easy-to-use, and very secure password manager created by the cybersecurity experts who built NordVPN, the advanced online security and privacy app trusted by more than 14 million users worldwide. And not only are your passwords in one place, you're also safe from being hacked, identity theft, and much more. See, with NordPass, you can have all your passwords in one place. You can generate secure passwords that you don't have to worry about being hacked. You can securely store your credit card information, your personal details. And NordPass is a zero-knowledge password manager, which means that no one else but you can see what's in your encrypted vault. Not even the NordPass team can see it. So get an exclusive NordPass deal plus one additional month for free at www.nordpass.com/XXXXX or use the code B2B at checkout. Again, that's nordpass.com/XXXXX, five X's, or use the code B2B at checkout.
It's a great time to bring your freedom. I have no intentions on keeping freedom on sales calls or Grace for that matter, or Monica for that matter. Monica, she liked that crap though. She weird. She's weird. But when we get to this point, all right, then I can move them. You know what I'm saying? And then we can bring in, you know, 35 Monicas or something. You know what I'm saying? Crazy folk that just like sales. She knows she's crazy. She likes sales. She's just crazy. Just, I don't understand her. She likes it. She likes it. I'm good at it. I don't like it though. I don't like it. But you have to, some of you are doing something you don't want to do. You're good at it, but you don't want to do it. And that's fine. But like any person doing well in life, you need to have an exit strategy. So I this is what I'm trying to take. This, if Ken Johnson was to come to me and say, "All right, man, listen, I need you on the sales team. All right, no problem. And I'm gonna listen to whatever you're gonna say. You know, like just whatever. Like I don't buck no systems. That don't make you can't make changes to any system bucking it anyway. Mm-hmm. You just can't. I'm not sure you can't. You got to go with the stream." Mm-hmm. To change stuff, y'all folk. This ain't got nothing to do with young folk. The older you get, the more you want to buck a system. I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure what that is. So I'll listen to whatever you say. Now, I'm saying to myself, I do this every time. It ain't personal. It ain't personal against Ken. It's just whatever he said got me messed up. Not that it wasn't perfect. It's just that he said something on me that. I'm just competitive. So if he say, "Man, I need 3,000 sales by the end of the year," my brain is saying, "Well, you need 3,000 sales by the end of the day, and you're gonna pay me for the rest of the year." Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all not listening. Mm-hmm. you're not listening. Okay. Anything Ken tell me, I'ma humbly accept and be grateful for it. Any timeline he tell me got me messed up. Because I'm going to say one of two things. You don't know me. You gave me a timeline too long. Or you don't know me. You gave me a timeline too short. Don't think I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit it just to show you. Like either way, I got this own competitive about me. And I promise you, and I'm going to let him answer. If Ken say I need 3,500 sales by the end of the year, and I give Ken 3,500 sales by the end of the month and say, "I'm taking the rest of the year off." Ken, any problem with this statement here?
No, sir.
This is about results. Yeah. If he could just, you know, send my checks to this address, Ken. Send it to this Cash App, Snail, Smoke Signal, however you got to send it. You can send it in food stamps. I need all my money. I need all my money because I did what you said. You said that you give it to me up front. Or you can give it to him. And of course, Ken being slick will be like, "Well, you want to do it again?" Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to explain to Grace, Frida, Deanna, stop having these monthly goals. I don't want this. And yeah, I got monthly goals. And whether you hit them or not, it's a 50-50 shot. Listen, you have enough creative power in you to turn these monthly goals into daily goals. And if you're saying I can't get 3,000 sales in one day, that's impossible. It is because you trying to get 3,000 sales in one day with your method. That's why it's impossible. Mm-hmm. Your method don't support that. Mm-hmm. But if you go to a pool with a million fish jumping out of it, looking for what you got, it ain't hard to get 3,000 in one day. See,
that's so wow. That just woke up hope. Okay,
I'm so glad because I'm talking to all of y'all, but I am most certainly talking to my people. Ain't nobody yet can come to me and say, "All right, man, you need this by this. I'm gonna give it to you, but I'm taking the rest of y'all." I have no idea. It's April. Y'all still working. You crazy as hell. I wouldn't do it. Good morning. Good to see you, Tyrell. Real talk. So you just going to work all year. Y'all so regular. You're so regular. Grace, did I give you goals?
Yes, sir.
So you just going to stretch them out for 365 days, huh?
Not anymore, sir.
I think you need Ken to answer again. Ken, if I hit your goals and I say I'm taking the rest of the year off, Ken, is there any beef you got with me at all over this?
Oh, sir, I'll be asking where you're going and when you're coming back.
You understand. Anthony, any beef with me hitting your numbers and saying, "Man, I'm taking off the rest of the year"?
I don't care.
So the two millionaires say, I just try to get y'all to see that results are results. And if I give you goals and you stretch them out for 365 days, you got a different problem. You're not think. No. Jerome, I'm on point. Movement is not progress, right? So I haven't left this joint. I just found another way to go deeper in it. Real strategic. And I said yesterday, we need to move like the top 1%. And all y'all know me, so you should have known at some point when I introduced yesterday, Phil and Susan keep teaching y'all time collapse. You should have known I was coming for your throat with your goals. It's who I am. I don't act another way. Yeah, I've never come to this call and I changed on you. You ain't never made me no change. So you know this was coming. You just didn't think. But now that we hear Jerome, you say, yeah, that actually he acting just like himself. He ain't just like himself. We
should have had on some steel toe boots, huh? Up to your waist.
Yeah, Grace asked me, we doing all things tech today? I said, yes. Because Anthony Lucas love all things tech. He's important to the company. Mm-hmm. So shit, we doing all things tech. Mm-hmm. Did that make some sense to you? So I just said yes without thinking. And then she said, what'd you say after that?
I said, well, because we have all things tech at 11:30 Central Standard Time, since the Booker's event is today at 1:30 p.m. Central, so do you want to move it up?
I say, well, we can't miss that. Since the book is important to the company, we got to do that. So now I got two important folk and both need our presence. So what was the answer, Grace?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're moving it up.
Move it up when?
To 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
All right, so 10,
I'm sorry. 10:30.
So at 10:30, we're doing all things tech, 2 hours early. We going to serve.
I ain't mad. Bring it on. I do not care.
You see what I'm saying?
All right now.
There you go. We're going to serve Anthony and we're going to shout in all caps for Sister Booker. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you to see that you have the creative power and you don't need to be stretching out goals. Where is Frieda? Wait, it's Frieda. Flash your camera real quick, Frieda. You just flash it real quick. You keep it off, but just flash it. I just need to make sure she hearing me, because she competitive. She might be more competitive than you, Grace. You hear me? She might be. Listen, your goals should have some sort of element to where you crunch them into a day or two. At least try. Okay? Go ahead, Phil. Oh, I think you'll be back.
Real quick,
go ahead.
Just to put a little promo in, for those of you who didn't get to hear us last night, studying the book, The Subconscious Mind chapter, was the best chapter we've done so far. So I know Gianna's shaking her head, everybody was on the call, so I encourage you to listen to that. And then Evelyn Booker just knocked it out of the park with her keynote presentation of conversation, crucial conversation. So I encourage the people to listen to the recording.
I totally agree. As a matter of fact, send me both links. That I very good. Very great. I was listening on another device. I was cutting up when Sister Booker was talking. I was doing too much. And that subconscious mind. Yeah, I was listening with Deanna, but I was drinking at that time, Jerome. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't wanna get on camera because I wanted to drink.
It's all good.
I need you to go on Discord and look at Jerome's review of your
Yeah, see, Deanna told me about it. I'm gonna look at it. So I'll save room for it here. I'll save room.
I was gonna send it to you personally, but then I say, oh no, we not. I'm gonna
say
everybody.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Listen, y'all know whenever I put something out and I don't say nothing, it's something there. It's my personality. If I say, if I just go, all right, here you go. And if I don't say nothing, I know for sure I'll put my foot in that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we're gonna talk about it here in a little bit. Let's movement is not progress. That's what we'll be talking about all week, Kim. Because there's a place I want to go to with ATS rapidly. And I don't feel like having your, by your, I mean y'all, not yours isn't Kim. I don't feel like having y'all idea of time slowing down my rapidness. This is the whole week is about, hey, motor scooters, I'm moving faster than what y'all expect. I'm gonna need you to catch up because movement is not progress. It's basically what this week is about. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. I want what I want now. And that's not up for negotiation, Stradivari. It's not. I'm notifying y'all. I'm not asking you. And I wish you would adopt that same attitude. Stradivari is. I got another video of Stradivari. I ain't put it out yet, but I will. I will. Look, I ain't even talked to Stradivari last week. Stradivari still said, my stuff here. So I don't know about them, but you ain't leaving without me. You understand what I'm saying? That's when you say, I'm notified. It is what it is. I don't know where you're going, but me too. You understand what I'm saying? Me too. I'm over there. I'm over there quickly. My goal, let me just personally, because you be taking too damn long. I know. It looks like I be taking too long. What I be looking at is data coming back. That's what I be looking at. Yeah, I think it's too long. I be looking at the data. Because I'd be wanting to move towards the open stream and the flow of it. You know what I'm saying? If the people watching Stradivari's video is 17 to 21, all women, that need to change his brand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I need to change his brand. Guess who watched me? Just a bunch of Kims.
Right,
I was about to say. A bunch of Kims. Do you understand? My audience is full of a bunch of Kims. I get 100. I'll show you, right? I'll show you what I'm talking. I'm just a bunch of women that got their blank together. Mm-hmm. That is tired of blankety blank blank blank. And they say, okay, I like this spot right here. That's what I draw. I know what I draw. I draw alpha women and alpha men. The only thing I draw. Anybody else between that got to decide if they like me. It is. I don't sit well with most folk. I keep it too real and I won't change. Everybody can't handle that. You understand? Sugar got her whole Oculus.
Yes, she told me she was getting.
That'll make no damn sense.
She told me she's getting one.
How you gonna be your age in virtual reality?
Yep.
It's crazy though, right?
She got spices.
I bet she it's got spices in there. I bet you she start. Bet you she watch. She gonna start programming on y'all. She gonna start programming on y'all real quick. I ain't lying to you.
I had to stay caught up with all of y'all, and I wanted that for my birthday. So I got some money for my birthday. So I invested once again in myself.
That's right.
And yes, I'm going to have an actual cooking class.
Come on now. See that? That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know a lot about it, but the person that's working with me is Denise Davis. And the other lady that's on with us is like 72 years old, but she is really into it. I'm just beginning. But yes, so it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter if you want to go and you want to stay in with the in crowd or what people are doing, you got to get up and advance yourself because this is the way of life. This is where we're going. This is where we're going to be, like it or not. And thank you, Antonio, for all of your insights that you share with us and bring it to us so that when we're ready,
we have some knowledge about it, and I really commend you on that. And Antonio, thank you.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. No. Here are my direct insights to my page right now. Like, this is just, you know, just, I want nobody to think it's Photoshop. You know what I'm saying? There it is right here. Here's home, my page, right now. And then, well, Zoom is hogging resources. And when you come here to your page, here it is. This week or month, I'm not sure what this metric is, I got 563 new followers. You know, I use the axes, and then, you know, link clicks is always good. So I need to make sure whatever, if it's 367 link clicks, I need to make sure it's to a link I want. Can you do something with 563 new followers a week or month? I'm not sure what metric is it's pulling up. Yeah. Then you got to go identify with other tabs, who is those people? And I'm telling you, it is all women. It's like 98% women, 2% men, and they all act like everybody here on this call. Then I know what the brand then. I know how to brand. I know how to act. The good thing about me is I change it's not. I am who I am. And I don't have an on stage personality. I am this, on and off. I am on and off. You asked Deanna, I cussed out one of my psychologists. Sure did. go ahead and tell him real quick while I read Tyrell's message.
Well, the doctor said something. He was talking, he was being cool, calm, and collected. Doctor said something on the other end. Wasn't too respectful. And Antonio being Antonio first, checked him in a professional way. I guess the doctor didn't like that Antonio was smarter than him and said something else. And Antonio proceeded, you know, hey, I'm being professional with you. I'm respecting your position, but what you're not going to do is this.
You understand. I got it. I don't know about the smart in that part, but this is what happened, Jerome. You don't like me, I don't like you, obviously. Yeah, obviously, we're not going to work well together. So I'm going to need another one. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to need another. Obviously, we just not going to work. I'm causing Tyrell problems. He's getting hell. You understand what I'm saying? Obviously, we not going to work well together. So ain't no sense in me pretending like I'm going to sit up here and be open with you. So you just might find me another one. I don't change. I know. I'm the same.
No, person. You don't.
I don't. He over my whole case, Kill. I don't change. I don't change. If I'm not, I'm not. Lady asked me a question yesterday. She asked, I forget what she asked. She asked something stupid. You know, and this is exactly what I said. This is exactly what I said. There's the mental health side. I hate the damn mental health side. That's why I had to go drink yesterday. You know what I'm saying? This is what I said. They always ask the damn same question the whole time.
Mental.
They ask the same question every time. Well, do you feel like hurting somebody and stuff? And I'm like, you can't ask me that question. The United States Army trained me to be a spy. All I do is think about doing spy things. It's five of y'all in here. And I ain't practiced, I swear to God said this, and I ain't practiced Krav McGraw in quite some time. And we in close quarters. All y'all looking like targets right now.
My God.
That's what I told her. So stop asking me dumb
Antonio,
questions.
Antonio, you told him the truth?
Yeah, stop asking me dumb questions. Of course, y'all are looking like combat training right now. You're too close. There's five of y'all. You're too close. You know something? You're too close. You're going to say, then you ask me some question, and I was like, I don't know how to answer that question. It's a trick question. I don't know how to answer a trick question. That's what I told her. I don't know how to answer a trick question. Man, listen, I don't know. Point is, I am what I am, and I got the audience that deals with me. And all of y'all need to move in a manner that is progression. Tyrell gonna get his good results, but they ain't gonna be because I'm faking. You understand? I told one of the guys asked me.
That's the way you do it.
That's, you know what I'm saying? One of the guys asked me, yes, show am, Kim. One of the guys asked me yesterday, it was stupid. I would let you know, I feel like your question is stupid. You know what I'm saying? One of the guys asked me yesterday, do you feel crazy? I feel fine.
Then you ask them to define what is crazy. Okay. One might think it's crazy. You may not be.
Well, okay, Tyrell, to what you said, Antonio's exact response was, to me, y'all got the problem. I don't have the problem because this is my life.
Wow. And that's the way you explain it to
me. And applaud.
Y'all keep getting me in trouble. I'm just fine. Anyway, that keep getting me in trouble. I'm just fine. I'm asking me stupid questions. It's just stupid. They're all stupid. I'm pretty sure whatever come back to Tyrell is, this boy is a nut. I'm pretty sure. Tell me, be honest. Stop telling me to be honest. You don't want to hear me be honest because all this is stupid and all y'all stupid. Yeah, all y'all stupid. Stupid questions.
And
make,
stupid is
all
and stupid.
Stupid does. Y'all stupid. You know, five of y'all in here in this small room talking to me. Five. I can't have five people in the office. You know, five people talking to me. I am combat ready right now. You is crazy. It's crazy. I am very combat ready right now. You is crazy. But every single question you ask is going to be very wrong. Very wrong. Grace, I challenge you. Frida, I challenge you. What's up with these yearly goals? Because both of y'all believe in the God of the church. Okay, Kim. Both of y'all believe in the God of the church. I don't understand why y'all got all these yearly goals. One day. To the Lord is like 10,000. 10,000 is like one day. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, I'm not Grace. I mean, Deanna, same thing. No. 3 books don't take 3 days. Knock this stuff out. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm saying that you're God. And if you got a problem with what I'm saying, which none of y'all do, then you just have a problem with me having a high opinion of you.
Sir.
You, like, that's what you really have a problem with. You really have a problem with me saying, Frida, you know you can do this in one day, right? I've seen what you can do. And then you mad. Yeah, she not. I'm just using an example. You mad. He like me. He think I'm great. He won't let me underachieve. Nope, sure won't. I want legendary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
On that note, when your underachievement to others is your greatest masterpiece, when you come across other people who recognize it as underachievement and they push you to your greatest masterpiece, you got a problem with that person. Because I've been doing it like this for so long and it's been working. And here you come. Mm-hmm. Want to push me to be the best of myself when all these other people, I could just do 10% and they think I did the most amazing stuff on earth. How dare you point out I'm only doing 10%. So yeah, I'm not liking the person pushing.
That's why the only people who follow me are alphas who get mad at that and go, I'm going to show you. This is the only people that follow me. I'm gonna shut him up. And shutting me up becomes the reason for your motivation, which is fine by me. Fine by me. Let's get this real estate together. Look, after you shut me up, let's go do this real estate together. How about that? You know, I don't want to use all my money. I want to use some of your money too. Amen. Ken and Anthony got that. You know what I'm saying? I want to use all
my money. Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I want to use some of your money. You understand. We go in on this thing here. They asking for $120,000 right now, $1.2 million. Let's go ahead and split that up. You understand? And then we'll just wait 5 years and get us a good old 7 to 12% return on our money while getting paid every month. I'm trying to get, all I want to do is do real estate. I don't want to do nothing else.
All right, so when are we going to get together and start working on this?
Grass don't grow up on my feet. You know, I ain't no thing.
Okay, then. So what we'll do is, we'll write this down. Tyrell, Anthony, and Ken Johnson. I'm gonna start a little private real estate club. Any of you ladies want to jump in, you let me, because that's all boys club. I don't want to be all boys club, but you go ahead. I also sent you a message from Tyrell about monetizing the podcast. We're gonna answer right after this call. In conclusion, please do me a favor. All of you, Arshia, Derek, Ghana, all of you, I want you to immediately take your yearly goals and stop that right now. Your God is too big for you to be stretching energy out over a year. Movement is not progress. You understand? So Derek said, okay, it's not, listen. All right, Stradivari wants in too on the real estate. Movement is not, I know Law was asking me real estate questions yesterday. Law trying to come to Texas to buy a six unit apartment complex. He messaged me yesterday. God damn, Law. Law on everything. You hear me? you can get a six unit apartment complex, sixplex, fourplex in Texas for about $20,000, $30,000 down. You really can. I own.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, real talk. $20,000, $30,000 down. You can get a fourplex or a sixplex in Texas. I kid you not. I own a lot of real estate in my area. So a lot of people, this is why, it's one of the reasons why I don't draw salary from ATS. A lot of people go to a job they hate on a road they can't stand in a car they can barely afford to cut me the most important check of their life. And I don't do nothing for it. Let the Lord have a blessing on that. I don't do nothing for it. You understand? And here's what happens. I live in a fourplex. I live a minimalist lifestyle. And the only thing fancy about where I live is the man cave. It's got little yellowish pillows and all of it. It's just very feminine. You understand? It's extremely freedom of love it there. It smells like coconut and caramel, you know, all this stuff. It does. That's it. And it's huge. I can zoom on 16 sides of it. You'll never know, you know, where it was. Little
four. Red light district.
That's, you know, all you understand. And the apartment complex, I'm thinking about buying it because the landlord is not nice. And I really want to buy it and fire her. But Sister Booker has been praying for me.
Amen.
And God, you know, stops me from doing stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying? Because of her prayers. You understand. You understand.
Prayer of the righteous availeth much.
There it is. So I looked up the apartment yesterday. Well, not yesterday, last month or so, last year. And it was they bought it for $212,000. Fourplex. $212,000. That's the price of a house. In Texas, with the current Fed rates, $20,000 will get you that, and that's overpaying because you don't have to pay 20% right now. Or if you never bought something, you can do first time buyer. Or Anthony knows this, you can Roth IRA 401k. It doesn't matter. You can treat it as investment property. It doesn't matter because 20% putting 20% down, still $20,000, $30,000. At best, you come up with 30. Now you got opening and closing costs, and now you got four people paying your rent. So this is the perfect way to end, because I was telling Deanna and Grace's yesterday, and now it's popped back up by accident. Yeah, my boys play Monopoly every day. It's a real game. It's real life. You're trying to go get the million-dollar apartment complexes. It's perfectly fine to start with a four unit. That's a greenhouse. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then you go get four units. Now you got 16 doors. Then you trade those four in for a red hotel. You leverage the 16, which would put you at least at a $30 million net worth. I don't see how it wouldn't. And then from that leverage 16, you go get you the 300 unit apartment complex.
Sure.
I don't know who's right. This is me closing. I don't know who's right for you. All I can tell you is Stradivari. I'm not telling you to pay your bills. I'm telling you your customers need to pay your bills. If anybody here is confused, let me unconfuse you right now. You should have no debt that other people are not paying for. It is perfectly fine to have $1 billion in debt if your customers pay for every cent. I don't know who's right. I can only tell you this, Stradivari. And I got a lot of debt. I don't pay a dime for it. They missed it again. It's all right. You're right.
It's just like building something or remodeling something. I don't pay for no tools. That's no built tools. Into the price of the thing. And then I use that tool over and over again. And now it's that tool making money. That tool's an asset. But don't cost me nothing.
It costs me nothing. I can't tell you who right. I could just tell you the lifestyle I live. I ain't had to have a job since 2009. Huh. No, it's not right. 2011. I'll take it, Jerome. I ain't had a job since 2011. And I ain't going back. I ain't got no problem with jobs. I'll just die in one. I think all y'all should have a job. Your job should be making your money make money for you.
Boom.
Stay boom. Away from them jobs.
That's period. That's movement and progression.
Yep.
Not movement and steal.
That's right. Somebody right. All I can tell you is Stradivari, you can teach at the school. You can own the school. But that ain't my goal. I don't want to own the school. Uh-oh. This is Grace, time me. 2 minutes, I'm done. I don't want to own the school. That's too much work.
Yeah.
Too many taxes.
I definitely want to have my own school. Want to own my own school right there.
So this is what I would do. Well, I'm not telling him what he should do. Grace is timing right now. I'm not telling you what he should do. I'm telling you what I would do. You hear me, Jerome? What I would do is, I don't want to work in it, and I damn sure don't want to own the school. Nah. You do all of that. I want to find a way to own the student attendance that happened at 9:45 that the school get paid for.
9:30.
Thank you so much, Grace. Now, I want to own the 9:30 attendance that the school get paid for. Forget the school. You can own the school. I want to own that attendance. Mm-hmm. And I want to double dip and own the land so the school can pay me $25,000 a month, $75,000 a month for the land. That's taxed differently. Yes. Help me, somebody. You understand?
Oh my God. You just woke. Oh my God.
So I'm going to own the board that gets paid for the attendance. You can own the school. Checks come to me now. I got 45 seconds. Jerome. This is the difference between how I think and how everybody else think. You understand what I'm saying? You keep that school. You keep that teaching. I want to double dip. I want to own that land because I need you paying me $75,000 a month.
So in other words, you're saying do like the the guy that so-called claimed to be the founder of McDonald when he purchased the land from the original McDonald folks and right. forced them out.
Ray Kroc, and look at him now and look at the original McDonald's folk. They won a lawsuit. If my legacy is winning a lawsuit, I don't want it. Ray Kroc won. You hear me? All right, my time is up. That's the difference between how I think. Am I right? Don't matter if I'm right. I get paid in my sleep. I'm probably wrong. But as long as I'm rewarded for being wrong, Lord, use me. I don't know what to tell you. I just know that I can most certainly be the person that owns the attendance. You can own the school. Whatever the government is spending the money out for, I want to own that thing. Mm. And here's the deal. I don't mean Antonio Theodore Smith owning it. I mean my Roth RA, my LLC, trapped in a whole bunch of other stuff, owns it. I got all your messages. I got all your messages, Tyrell. We'll discuss it here in a second. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. We'll see y'all at 10:30 for All Things Tech. We do appreciate you. We love y'all. Yeah. No, go ahead.
For the Eastern people, that's 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, because Anthony will hop on there at 10:30 and he will text me, hey, what's going on? Are we still having it? It's 11:30 a.m. for you, Mr. Anthony. Also, again, I'm going to put it in Discord. Sister Booker, her event is today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Central. So let's show up, show out like we always do.
That Sister Booker's event is mandatory. I'll be over there, okay?
Question about that.
Yes, ma'am.
So do we do like we did the last time, or do we have to just allow them to? What I'm trying to say is, okay, if you already registered for the event, will they activate it and let you know, or do you have to go through the whole process all over again?
When you register, that should suffice. And if you'll click on that link on that invitation, the flyer, it should let you in.
Okay, got it.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much. You. We'll see you all later. All right, Shadow Navari, good to see you, man. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.